Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, September, the 13th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to do a quick introduction for the new audio series, the new 7-hour audio series that is in line with all of the audio series that I've been doing for 2018. And today we want to introduce the telepathic rail grid engineering system that we all are a part of. But specifically, I want to talk to you about how to become a kingdom, telepathic, holy, grail, grid engineer. That's a long way, or a esoteric way, or metaphysical way, or educated way of saying how to activate your star seed, which is another way of saying Christ activation, which is another way of saying spiritual evolution or spiritual consciousness or awareness. So today, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about the kingdom specifically, though, the messianic kingdom. So the morning star messianic kingdom is on the earth, and there is a spiritual synthesis that is taking place. And we need to harmonize, or we need to activate, or we need to realize, we need to rise in realization so that we don't keep returning back in materialization. And the way that we do that is by understanding the kingdom, telepathic, holy grail grid engineering system. And that's what we are talking about today. And what's extremely important about this series is this is the metaphysics of kingdom living. This is all, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the mindset that was, that's required for you to connect and to communicate with the king. So how to activate the star seed inside of you. This allows you to communicate with the Father of Lights that it talks about in James 1:17. And so is it very important because everybody is communicating, but they're not communicating with the Father of Lights. Because all good gifts come down from the Father of Lights. So that means the bad gifts don't come down from or come up. They come. The Father of Lights is omnibenevolent. He always sends out good gifts. So where do these bad gifts come from that everybody's getting? A lot of people got a lot of bad gifts, but they're not coming from the Father of Lights. So that means you are vibrating, you are communicating, you're oscillating, you're not sharing or spreading. So when you spread light, you dispel darkness. Let me let it marinate. So when you spread light, you dispel darkness. Now, let me let it marinate so that way you over and understand. When you spread light, dispel darkness. And so it is this process of spreading light that we want to, or that we will be illuminating and simplifying. So during this series, I'm going to break down, you know, how to spread light. And we're going to talk about the importance of understanding what that means, because that's just another way of saying how to expand consciousness. Because remember, we're talking about there is a telepathic way of us communicating with the Father. And if we don't do this, we're not communicating with the Father. We're communicating, but we're not communicating with the Father. And so if you spread light, again, that's what we're starting at when we're starting this series, because we're talking about kingdom telepathy, not worldly telepathy. That's a big difference. And like in all shows, we define the definition of the terms that we are using because they're different from the world's term. So when you spread light, notice the emphasis is on you. It's not nobody else. And if you don't spread it, then you don't dispel it. So when you spread light, you dispel darkness. So if I spread light, it doesn't benefit you at all. As far as with your communication and the activation of the star child or the star seed or the Christos inside of you. So there's what is called a Christ germ seed, which we're going to be breaking down during this series. To the degree that you spread light is the degree that you dispel darkness. And this ability to understand that, because we're breaking this down based upon the terms that the Father has given us. So let's break down and establish for the next series that again starts on, we moved it back to Monday because my hatch day, the day that I was hatched, is coming up on the 15th. My birthday is coming up on the 15th. So I was going to do it on the 15th. That was a Saturday, but I'm going to be disposed on Saturday. Yeah, I'll be out, you know, partying like a rock star. Now, I'm just playing. I'm about to be sitting here watching cartoons and eating Captain Crunch cereal. Y'all know how we do. And then 16th is the Sunday, so we'll start on that Monday, the 17th. Cost, again, is $50 for members, $100 for non-members. The purchase of this series also gives you access to the seminar that I'm doing on September the 29th, where you can join on the recorded message or the live stream. Doesn't include, again, live, if you want to attend live. But if you purchase this class, I give you a discount to the cost of attending the series or the seminar live. But if you do purchase this series for $100 or $50, you do have access to the seminar on September the 29th at 7 p.m. in Dallas, Texas. And then, again, by purchasing this series, it starts on the 17th. It gives you access to the seminar that comes up on the 29th as far as watching the recorded message or the live stream on September 29th at 7 p.m. And during that series in Dallas on September the 29th, I'm going to be expressing, exposing, expanding to you these terms and these definitions that goes aligned with this series that starts on Monday the 17th. This is extremely important because you've been following me all year. Hopefully you've been following me all year, and you've been watching and listening to these pay-per-view series. And now we come to one of the most important pieces of this puzzle, because we've talked about all of these other things dealing with science and spirit. And now we come to the kingdom. How you communicate in the kingdom using the ley lines of the earth that activates the seed inside of the man. So your seed is activated so that way you can supply your need. Your seed is activated also to get you out of this hive mind mentality that's manipulating your reality. So there is a hive mind. There's a lot of people I talk to and they can't get over the hump. They're like, Doc, I've been listening to you for a long time, but I'm watching you and I see you. And because you haven't identified the ley lines in your birth. I was talking to a client that's kind of like, you guys remember the series or the interview I did with my client named Hervey that lives in New York. There is a Jamaican-New York connection. So if you're from Jamaican, if you're from St. Lucie, if you're from St. Lacroix, if you're from Trinidad and Tobago, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, any of the Virgin Islands, there is a ley line, there's a ruling disposition that you must deal with before you can activate your Christ seed. The inability or the ability to understand that, what I will be sharing during this series, is based upon your place of birth. That's why in your Dear Tanir report, I ask you, where was you born? So that way I know what ruling disposition to address when I was writing your Dear Kinnear report, and I put it inside of the Light Workers chapter inside of your Dear Kinnear report, and I also gave you your natal birth chart so you can see that communication process based upon the planetary retrograde that activates the dragon lines inside of the Earth's ley lines that right now is capped by a football stadium or a monument, or it is a government private park that you don't have access to, because it amplifies the disposition that has huge ramifications. It is the amplification of the ramifications. Without understanding how this amplifies the quartz crystals inside of your blood that activates the star seed that's inside of the place called Christ. Now remember, Christ has nothing to do with a person. Christ is a position. Father, touch the minds of your people. The Father, the big one, the Father of lights. This is what we're talking about. James 1:17. I think it's 1:17, somewhere in there. All good gifts come down from the Father of lights. Not some, all. And the ability to understand that, that's what this system is about. So this series is going to assist you and make you, you will be a certified Holy Grail grid engineer. So we're teaching engineering of the grid system that's inside of your body, that's activated by the grid system that's inside of the earth body, Gaia. You know, the earth is the earth is a ruling disposition. It's a person, if you will. The earth is a living, breathing organism, just like you and me. You are an earth. All of the cells inside of your body are individualized pieces of you. You are a macro for the micro, meaning you are a bigger version of your cells. The cells inside of your body is just like me and you, but we are cells inside of the body of Christ, Jesus Christ, or Yahushua. Yahushua is a cell inside of the body of God, whether that name be Yahweh, whether it be Jah, whether it be, you know, Elohim, Eloah, whatever God you is, but you really don't know. You just only got what the dominant culture, had told you. So, again, the name is not as important as the words, because why? God honors his word above his name. So I want to go above. Now, for most people, they're not interested. Me, I am. I'm interested in going above. So most people are stuck on stupido, another study for another time. However, if you want to go past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, you must go on to perfection. That has to do with activating telomeres inside of your DNA. Because the word perfection, I triple dare you to look it up in the Greek. I triple dare you to look it up. Where it says, let us go on to perfection in the ancient text or in the King James authorized. The King James authorized. King James is the author that rised above you, boo-boo. Now, I recommend yet you rise above King James, but that's going to be a problem for your current theology. I understand. Another study for another time. However, one day, maybe not today, but one day you want to rise above King James. On that day, you get connected with the big G, the real one, not the fake one. I don't want King James version. I want the big G's version. So therefore, I get the big G's version because why? My intention overrides your wishes. Now, most people live in an environment that they wish and they hope. Most people got a wish. Most people got a hope. Most people got a dream. Them dogs do not hunt in the spirit realm. I hate to be the bearer of good news. They call the ghost spell, the gospel. It's a good news, brothers. It's good news, sisters. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's what this system is about. It's how to engineer through the grid. Now, the grid is what you call the matrix, what they call the matrix. They made a movie about it. Now, y'all know I interviewed Sophia Stewart, who wrote the matrix, the real one, not the fake one, that Hollywood version, the real matrix. Have you talked to Sophia Stewart? I did. I did the interview still floating around here on Blog Talk. She told me what she wrote. Inside of the Terminator movies and the Matrix movies, they're all the same that God told her. And she's coming out. I don't know if y'all talked to her lately. I have. She's coming out with Matrix 4. That ain't got nothing to do with Hollywood. She's doing it herself, independently produced. And then she's going to reshare all of the Terminator movies and the Matrix, what that really means, what she's saying. That most people, I mean, now people tell me all the time that, you know, black people, which is true, we are genetically superior than white people. Now, this is just genetics. But the question that black people are not asking is, why? Now, if black people are genetically superior, now, again, we're talking about the kingdom, telepathic, holy, set apart, Grail, grid, engineering, how to engineer, how to navigate through this harmonious arrangement. Now, you can walk around, black man, and talk about you, your genetic superiority, but you should ask your question, you should ask yourself one very important question. If white people are not from this earth, and they're not, where are they from? Now, if Cain and Abel, if Esau and Jacob, if left, right, happy, sad, fat, skinny, one's dark, one's white, for lack of a better term, this has to do with disposition. It has nothing to do with color. Remember, we're talking about engineering, and we're talking about engineering telepathically because I can't trust what is written. I can't trust the pictures because they can't be manipulated. But you cannot manipulate spirit. So therefore, I only do spirit. Everybody else tells me what. I'm asking you why. Today I'm asking, you're telling me black people are genetically superior. That's what. But why are they genetically superior? We're going to answer that question in this series. And you're probably not going to like it. But, however, again, the truth stands on its own. There is a telepathic connection. But why? Now, remember, I focus on the word because. Look at the word because. Let's break it down. It's the word be. And let's add in the word the, and let's look at the word cause, which comes from the word, or gives us the word causality. So you should be the cause. So when I say black people are genetically superior, you should say because. And if you cannot answer that word or that question, why, or be the cause, if you cannot find the causality of this genetic superiority, then your dog doesn't hunt. You're just a part of the hive mind mentality that overrides God's reality for this dimension. That means that you are confused. That means that you drunk the Kool-Aid, boo-boo. So I am an etymologist in all areas. I trace everything back to its source. What is the source of the genetic superiority, my brother, and why is it on this planned net? So you are genetically superior here. But are you genetically superior out there? Another study for another time. And if you're genetically superior out there, you may be genetically superior in here because of the atmosphere. Now, remember, black folks, they don't really like these types of message. I lose a lot of black folks when I talk about the etymology of be the cause, which is called causality. What is the cause of the genetic superiority? What is the cause, brother? What is the cause? This is the engineering process through what is called the grid, which is we call the matrix, which it gives us the telepathy or the ability to tell her, which means to transport pathy, which means the path, or empathy or sympathy back to the kingdom, and vice versa. Remember, you got to reverse engineer this shizness down chimp. And it's the ability to understand where were you born? Why do I ask your place of birth on your DNA report? Because your place of birth tells me your dragon lines, which is the ley lines, which is the amplifications of the ramifications of God's administration. Another study for another time, because it'll mess up your theology. See, we're walking around, black men, especially black folks, because, you know, we got history. I was with my son, you know, came back from Spain. He was like, Dad, you know, the Moors, hey, you know, they built, you know, Spain was built by black folks. I said, yeah, that's right. Chinese, you know, Genghis Khan, he was a black man. Yeah, that's right. The Olmec down in Central America, all of the pictures of these big dudes, big noses, they all got black features. Yes, son, that's correct. The black folks, we wasn't shipped over here from Africa. We was already here. The Native Americans, the Indians, are a mixture of the French and the black people that was already here. Yeah, son, that's right. I know that. So, Dad, the black people have been here since the... Yeah, son, scientists have proven you trace all the way back to the mighty contradine. Genes, you can get white from black, but you can't get black from white. Yes, son, yeah, that's correct. So we're genetically superior, right? Yes, son, that's correct. And so conversation's over. No, conversation just started. Stop giving away your seed and start giving away your need, meaning your seed supplies your need. Now, we got a picture of a picture. This is a picture. This is a P-I-T-U-R-E, picture, pixel of a picture. P-I-T-C-H-E-R. A picture contains what? W-A-T-E-R. Or if you're old school, W-A-D-E-R, water. Now, I need you to understand what it talks about in Jeremiah 29, where it talks about cisterns that can't hold water. That's what the Bible says. You should put no graven pixel. So during this series that starts on Monday, September the 17th, again, $100 for non-members, $50 for members. No discounts on this one. This is for the big boys and, you know, big boys and girls, because I have to destroy this whole myth of this genetic engineering. Why was Noah spared during the flood, my brother? Who was Noah? Was Noah genetically superior? Noah was actually genetically inferior. Don't believe me? Read the ancient text. It tells you. Read the Bible. It tells you. Noah was perfect in his generations, his genes. Noah was perfect for the regeneration process. Regeneration of what? What had happened was. So there has been, and there is, this country, we want to use the word country, this telepathic Holy Grail grid process that you and I, in order to be kingdom-minded, in order to be members of the Messianic Morning Star administration. Otherwise, you're going to be a part of the Falling Star demonstration. Choice is yours today. You can join me or somebody like me and become a part of the Morning Star administration, or you can stay here and be a part of the Fallen Star demonstration. There are stars. We all are stars. We all are stars. We got star. We are the star seed. We are the star kind. But most of us do not understand the esoteric, telepathic, star seed activation process. That's what I'm going to be breaking down during this series. So you got this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? There is a seed inside of you that needs to be activated. How do we activate it? With our intent. So most of us, we don't have intention. We got wishes and we got dreams. Most of us got a dream. What is the difference between a wish and a dream? or what is the difference between a wish, a dream, and intent? Intentions, look at the word intent, is the word internal. Drop mic, extra stage left. So since your internal, now a wish and a dream is external, you got to go get it. But intention is internal. You are already in it. That's a star seed. I don't know if you understand. That's what we're going to be breaking down during this series so that you can understand and see if you are the God kind or if you are the God class. I don't know. You may not be part of it. You may not have a seed to activate. But if you're listening to this show, that is the only reason that you can tune into this show and not disconnect, because when I speak, I anger dispositions. This is I just sit back and watch. It's mind-blowing to me. The anger, the more angry you get. Now, this is the thing that the dispositions know, because I get people who email me, and they say, hey, Brother Will, like you, man, but I can't, you know, really listen to your stuff, man, because you pissing me off, bro. And I said, yeah, I know. And you're doing it on purpose. Yes, sir. Why would you do that, brother? Because I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Like I said on yesterday, I'm not here to coddle and nurse and hold no demons' hands. I'm not here for the fallen star. And that's not why I'm here. I'm here for the morning star. I'm here because I'm a part of the morning star administration. I'm not here because I'm a part of the fallen star demonstration. I'm not here to demonstrate. I'm here to administrate the kingdom of God on earth. I'm an administrator inside of the kingdom. And I'm looking for co-administrators who wish to under, over, and understand how to communicate with the Father using the Father's way of communicating. That's called telepathy. What we're doing now, that's the Luciferian system. I mean, it's better than nothing. Writing, talking, all of this bullshitness that go on this dimension, this is all fallen star. It's taught to us by fallen angels. If you read the book of Enoch, the wearing of makeup, the cutting of roots, everything that we do on earth, including our process of learning through repetition, instead of knowing through internalization, is demonic. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. We just call a spade a spade. We just call it what it is. That's the difference between the kingdom. The kingdom is holy. Now, holy just means, again, set apart. And let's go through and let's establish the terms, so that way when we start the class on Monday, we won't have to go through this because we did it during the introduction. Now, remember, whoever establishes the terms, they, again, control the terms. Terms control terms. T-E-R control T-U-R. Terms. That's called DEAF, D-E-A-F, phonicians. So we need to make sure that we are not using their ignition switch. We want to use the kingdom's ignition, because the word definition has the word ignition. Ignition is how you start something. You put the key in the ignition and you turn the switch and you fire it up. You fire up the engine. So I'm going to make sure that I'm using the right key so I can turn on the right switch to activate the star seed inside of you. That's what I'm doing. Because, see, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure, this seed? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is the position. It's not the person. Jesus is the person. Christ is the title or the position. You all are a Christ. So my name is Will Christ Rogers. So are you. Christ, that just means I got a position inside of the Morningstar administration. Do you have a position? Now, remember, Christ means position. It means office. This is my office. So what is my office? So I have an office. I have a position. I have a diaconia. I have a destiny. Where is it at, though, Brother Will? Oh, so you've been looking for it out there when all the time is in here. How do you live from intention and intuition? We're going to be breaking that down. What is the golden rule? What is golden ratio? What is the golden mean? Emphasis on the word golden. We're going to be breaking that down during the series. The meek shall inherit the earth. Who's going to inherit the earth? The meek. So what is What does that mean, meek? We're going to be breaking that down during this series. How do you spread light? When you spread light, you destroy darkness. So if we can spread light, we ain't got to fight darkness. We are for light. I'm not against darkness. I'm for light. If I spread light, I automatically destroy darkness. We're going to break it down in the series. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Proverbs 29:18. So let's make sure you understand. Where there is no P-I-C, pick, or P-I-X, picks L. L-E-L is always God. God, P-I-X. What is the God? What is the God of P-I-X? Pixels. Pictures. But it's not P-I-C. It's P-I-T. It's pit. It's the pitcher. A pitcher is a cistern. It holds water. What are you made up of, brother? What are you made up of? Sister, it's the God of pictures. But it's not pictures that we've been taught. It's the pictures that hold water. It's the P-I-T-C-H-E-R. It's not the P-I-C-T-U-R-E, a picture. Now, pictures are powerful. They're awesome. They're off the hizzle, fo, shizzle. But they're not power. They're not more powerful than water. Why? Genesis 1, God came and he hovered over the deep water. Water was already chill. Water was already here, brothers and sisters. Who created water? What's the cause? Can you be the cause? Remember the word because? That's the most important word in the English language, the word because. Somebody should write that down. The most important word in the English language is the word because. Because the word because is be the cause. You, brother, you, sister, should be the cause of whatever you're doing. What are you doing? Why are you here, man? Why are you here? Why are you on earth sucking up God's good air? What are you being the cause of? What are you the causality of? People, you know, the reason I like the HBO, I keep saying HBO, is it Showtime? Showtime miniseries, Billions, because there's one scene where Axel's wife goes into business behind his back. How was this earth created? Sophia had an unauthorized emission behind the father's back, according to the ancient text. This is an unauthorized production. Now, I know that's contrary to most people's theology. I overstand. However, for the sake of argument, now in the movie Billions, Axe, which is again very important because his wife borrows money from somebody else to go into business and it flops or fails. It doesn't really go off. And so he asks her, you're going into business with somebody else's ideal. How come David did not take Saul's armor into battle against Goliath? He gave him his suit. David said, I don't need this crap. He threw it off. He gave him his weapon. David said, I don't need it. He took a slingshot and a smooth stone, and he slew one giant. He slew the giant. Brothers and sisters, somebody please write this down. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Never go into battle with somebody else's weapon. That's what you're doing now. You mean to tell me you're going to take on Lucifer? You are going to take on Lane Goo Age, the god of war, with somebody else's weapon. It ain't even yours. You ain't even got your position. You have not activated your star seed. That is why this series is so important. You cannot go into war with an unproven weapon. I mean, you can, but you're going to get your ass whooped. You know, not you, but people you know. Now, let me make sure you understand. Because I know it's probably aggravating some dispositions inside of you. I'm not aggravating you. It's that disposition that was handed down to you from Mao and Paul. It's a familiar. Look at the word familiar. It's a family liar. Familiar. F-A-M-A-L-I-A-R. Family liar. Yeah, that familiar spirit. It's been lying to your family for how many generations? The lie that is whispering is, you can't have no money, Negro. Black folks not successful. You will always be a loser. What is that spirit whispering in your ear right now? I'm talking to you. You can't pay your bills on time. Everybody in your family got high blood pressure. What is that familiar spirit whispering in your ear? I'm talking to you, but there's a familiar spirit right now saying, disconnect, disconnect. Brother Will don't know what he's talking about. Disconnect. I know that spirit. I know he amped up. I know the reason that he's amped up, because he wants to ramp you up. The amplification of the ramifications, that's what this is all about. That's why, again, where were you born? What dragon blood is flowing through your veins, homeboy? Y'all better not sleep on Kanye. He ain't as stupid as he looks. How do you operate in self-control? I live most of my life, first 40 years of my life, like a freaking train, like a wrecking ball, like a Miley Cyrus song. The wrecking ball, that was me. Going through life just tearing up shit. All zeal, no knowledge. Dumb as a box of rocks. Why, though? Why? People tell me all the time, Brother Will, dude, you ain't got no self-control, homie. You ain't got no patience. You have no delayed gratification. You want shizness now. That's about 99% of the black culture. I'm going to say 99.9. Every Negro I know, he wants his shizness now. He wants his 40 acres and a mule yesterday. Most people, now I can talk about black folks because I'm black. So don't get mad at me because I'm born black. So the question still is, how come Negroes ain't got no self-control? Most of us. How come we don't have no ability to exercise delayed gratification? Give a Negro $100, he going to spend $110. Guaranteed. Well, again, most of us. Some of us have been cultured. Some of us have, you know, we're in the process of getting edumacated. But most of us, unfortunately, we still drunk. We still drinking that, sipping on some scissor. We still drinking that purple Kool-Aid. Why, though, brother? Well, during this series, I'm going to break it down. Proverbs 29, verse 18. This is why you need to be on this series. You can't spread light because there is no vision. So what happens when there is no vision, according to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18? Now, again, especially for my Bible thumpers, I like, the Midwest Bible thumpers, I like y'all. Y'all the salt of the earth. Racist as hell, but, y'all salt of the earth. No, most of y'all. What is the most segregated hour on the planet? The most segregated hour on the planet, Sunday at 11 a.m. That's when most churches start. It's crazy. I know a lot of good people because of the dominant culture. They love you on Sunday. Just don't go by their house on Monday. But they love you. It's very interesting. Very interesting. But we are not dealing with the disposition. We're not dealing with the ley line. We're not practicing the holy grail grid engineering system. We're not attacking the source. We're not being the cause. We're being the effect. That's why we keep doing Groundhog's Day over and over and over again. All you got a form of godliness. Oh, you look good, brother. Oh, hair, nails, makeup, clothes, freaking matching, look like a pimp. Look like a damn box of Skittles on Sunday morning. Negroes can dress to impress. Grow, go home, and can't bust a grape. That used to be me. I'm talking about myself. So don't nobody get mad at me. I'm talking about me. That was me. That's what I used to do. Because I was part of this hive mind mentality. But why, Brother Will? What was wrong with you, dude? 40 years of walk around in the desert? Dude, actually 50, if you really do the math. 50 years, homeboy. 50 years of being dumb as a box of rocks. So thou can't talk to me about, what I talk about. Because I'm not talking about no shit that I take on all comers. Bring me any reverend, any doctor, any bishop on any planet. I ain't going to debate them. I'm just going to walk through them. Don't believe me? Send them to me. Tell them to email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com, about any statement that I make. I haven't had no debate in 10 years. Because I have a three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. It is the golden rule. It is the golden means. It is the golden ratio. Emphasis on the word golden. Get rid of the L, Lucifer. You got God. It's the God rule. It's the God means. And it's the God ratio, 1.61. That pattern is on everything on earth, and that pattern is power. Without that pattern, you ain't got no power. But that pattern and that power comes from my position that's inside of the seed of Christ that's inside of me. It is that Christ seed. It is the germ seed of Christ. And if you don't activate that, without that Christ activation, which we're talking about doing this, you ain't got no power, homie. The Bible said, discipline your son. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17. Let me drink some of my lemon water, calm down. I'm getting a little excited, y'all know. I'm a little high strung. I was talking to Dr. Span yesterday, and she was telling me, she said, yeah, man, you said me and my husband was laughing because you said that in one of your shows. And I really do that. Y'all think I'm joking? I really got my lemon water, my lime water, my key lime water. I keep it right here, and I keep my distilled water. I keep my glass full because I get a little high strung doing these shows. Y'all think this is a game. This ain't no game. I got to stay hydrated. Because Proverbs 29, verse 17 says, discipline your son, and he will give you rest. So that means if you don't discipline them, you ain't getting no rest. So my sons know why I sleep good at night. They can come over and they will tell you, yeah, I didn't play. Now, my dad didn't play with me either. That was a reason why. Now I understand. Back then I didn't. Now I understand. Discipline your son. He will give you rest. He will bring delight to your soul. If you don't discipline, you're not going to have no rest. You're not going to have no delight. So for you, brothers and sisters, we are God's son. So God is going to discipline us because God likes rest and God likes delight. So God is going to discipline us. Okay, that's good. Proverbs 29, 18 is the text. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. A servant cannot be corrected by words alone. Though he understands, he will not respond. So a servant cannot be corrected by words alone. So a lot of y'all got words, but you just got words alone. So it requires something else besides words. That's what we're talking about during this series. What's else required besides words? Words alone is not going to do anything. Though you understand my words, you cannot respond to them. How come? So I'm talking, you listening, but you still repeating Groundhog's Day over and over again. You still not doing the same. Then in verse 20 says, do you see a man who speaks in haste? There is more hope for a fool than for him. But why? Well, he gave us the answer before he asked the question. What was the answer? Why is it when you listening to somebody talking, you're not taking no action? You just keep doing the same shit. It's over and over and over. Now, you've been listening to me for 5 years, and your life has gotten the same or maybe even worse. Why? Well, it says right there in Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no vision. That means where there is no purpose. Brothers and sisters, as I've said before and as I would keep saying, nothing is more important than purpose, and purpose is your position, Christ. Nothing is more important than Christ. Nothing. No thing, no one. Nothing is more important than purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. That's the problem. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint, cannot exercise self-control. The moment I found purpose, all my problems went away. It's the strangest thing since sliced bread. So this system is going to teach you not only purpose, but how the purpose controls intention, and intention controls the ley lines of the earth, and the ley lines of the earth, the blood of the earth, is connected, to the blood of the Father of Lights, the Ptah. The word Ptah is a Greek word for father. Ptah means generator. Generator means the signal causality. Generator is the causality. Be the causality. That means you got to be the sender of the signal. Right now, you are the receiver of signals. This system that I'm giving this teacher on Monday is going to teach you how to be the sender of signals. So that way your internal signal is more powerful than the external signal. So you can stop doing Groundhog's Day. You can't stop doing Groundhog's Day until your internal revelation overrides your external stimulation. Right now, you've been stimulated by sour grapes. It's called alcohol, a.k.a. alcohol. So the chemicals in the body is more powerful than the revelation inside the body in your intention. So your wish and your dreams is more powerful than your intentions or your internals. That's the problem. So we need to activate the Christ seed inside of you. It's called a star seed. So this series is about star seed activation. That's it. Now you should be saying, but Brother Will, that sounds like some esoteric bullshitness, brother. This is here for Jesus Christ and crucified, brother. I feel you, boo-boo. I'm with you. Star seed is just another word for Christ seed. Now, what is a star seed? Well, a star seed is a spark. It is the off spark. It is a spark of light. This was inside of all of the Transformers movies. We're talking about the off spark. So this is a spark of light. So star seeds originate in the stars. I don't know if you understand what I just said, so let me say it again. A star seed is a cosmic. Like, where does nitrogen come from? Now, we are made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. This is what is called cosmic dust. Now, the angels are made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, no carbon. So the difference between me and you, the difference between us and the stars or the celestial bodies is one molecule. So we have this treasure hidden in earth and vessels. What is this treasure? Star stuff. Cosmos. So the cosmos is within us. It's not outside of us. It's inside. So the kingdom of God is within. So when they say that, what they're saying, it's saying that the parallel universes, the galaxies, the planets, all of the other dimensions, everything is inside of us. It's not outside of us. So it's an inside-outside job. So our souls originate from planets, dimensions, universe, star systems, galaxies that exist inside of us. So nitrogen is inside of your DNA. Like your calcium and iron and all of the elements that make up the human body, all of that stuff comes from space. It's all stardust. So we have to activate all this stardust because it's lying inside of us and it is dormant. So my job is to assist you with the stardust activation process. This is why we are here. We are here to activate our sensitivity. We're here to activate our psychic and our paranormal, if we want to use that term, which is another word for empathy and sympathy. We're here to activate our sympathetic power and our empathetic powers so that way we get off of being a psychopath and a sociopath and we get on the empathetic or the sympathetic path. So notice the word empathy is the word EM, electromagnetic path. So star children are empathetic. Now, there's a lot of us, we volunteer to come into this dimension to help other people. Those are master numbers. So people with master numbers are usually people that are volunteered. We chose, like I used to always wonder, like, man, why? When people told me that first time I really, really got to talking about these types of things, I said, I wouldn't have volunteered to be born with my parents. I would have took somebody that was like 6'9", you know, athletic paralysis, blah, 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 blah. So we chose, according to the ancient texts, our parents and our situation. So everything that happened to you is happening in your life right now. You ordered it for yourself because you knew yourself needed it to remind yourself why you're here. Now, let me make sure I am crystal clear on that point. Every negative thing that's happened into your life, you wrote it down before you incarnated into this dimension because that was the way you was going to remind yourself. You told yourself, I'm going to get down here in this planet. Because remember, you drunk from the sea of forgetfulness, so you cannot use your prior lifespans. You cannot use your lifeline. You cannot, you know, what's that movie, that show where you can, you know, oh, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You cannot call a friend. So you stuck down here like Chuck. So what you did, well, this is what I did. I said, you know what? I need to put myself in an environment that would activate my star seed when I needed it. So that way my star seed communication, so that way my ley lines is going to connect with my mother, Gaia's ley lines, which is going to connect with the father, the Pitar's guideline or ley lines, and all three of us will be on the same telepathic scale. That's what we're going to talk about during this series. That's what I've did for myself. All I did was I connect myself with the planet, Mother Earth, the spiritual planet, not the physical one. Physical one, too. And then the physical planet, because it amplified the ramifications of my spiritualization. So I put myself in an environment. Why did I choose to be raised in that environment? Why did I choose to experience the events that I've experienced? Because it activated something inside of that pain equals compliance. It made me comply. This allows me to telepathically communicate or connect. How? There is Christ's position inside of me, biology, my body. That is the hope, the word hope, helping other people evolve. That's why I'm here, to help other people evolve, hope. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The word glory is the word glow and the word ray. Glow and ray. Ray is a stream of light that makes you glow. So Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's the mystery. The Bible says that there is a mystery that is hidden just away from the Gentiles. Now, we got the children of God, and then we got the Gentiles. But then Yahushua came. Black man, y'all listening? This is what we're going to break down during this series. So people say about this whole genetic thing, black man being genetically superior, white man being genetically inferior. So Yahushua comes on the scene, and for all particular purposes, you know, hey, he was like Noah. He was genetically inferior, but depending on who you talk to. Because some people say, hey, he's a black man. Some people say he's a white man. That's the whole purpose of the dominant culture or harmonious arrangement, to get us to debate over genetics. Because the word Genesis is the word genetics. So this is you know, Adam was, you know, why was one red and ruddy? And then why did Lamech and Methuselah, why did they both say that he looked like a child of the angels? Because he had white skin and his eyes illuminated the room. And they were talking about Noah. So Noah was the first, quote-unquote, Caucasian. But was his genes genetically inferior in this atmosphere? Notice when Superman came into this atmosphere, his genes were genetically amplified. What is the story of Superman? So what did Jesus come to do? Jesus said he came to take the two seeds, the two genes, and bring them together to make one new man. Well, genes doesn't matter. Why? Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must be born of the water. This is a story about water, homie. This is a story about a pitcher, a cistern. So take out the word P-I-C-T-U-R-E. It's not about a pitcher on your wall, brother. It's about a pitcher of water called you. It's about your body. Jesus Christ, Yahushua, the HaMashiach, is here to regene, to retool, to make you genetically, we're all the same. So this whole debate that's going on right now, it's going to be dead. It's a non-issue. But I can't get folks to see that. These black men want to talk about his genetic superiority and the fact that everything was false. That is all true. But what is the cause? Be the cause. What's the reason? Without understanding that, then you don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going. This is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Got Mike S. stays left. That's called at one mental atonement. The progressive realization of a worthy ideal. No L. I-D-E-A. What does that mean in English? That means that you will return in materialization, reincarnation, if you don't rise in realization. That means spiritualization. That's what this course is about. So on Monday, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, it's not up to you. The tone in my voice is just going to determine the speed of your choice, meaning my intention is going in and rewiring your DNA. All you got to do is just tune in and fall asleep. You don't even got to understand what I'm saying. Because God is doing the work through the frequency of the wave that is activating and unlocking the codes inside of your DNA. Whether you understand what I'm saying or not is irrelevant. The only thing you got to do is presence. It's about being in the presence. It's about being around somebody. Why did I just go to California and come back? What was the purpose of the trip? Well, I was there, did I go to California to get knowledge? Nope, I got that. Well, I'm going to California to see a bunch of affluent Negroes. No, I've seen affluent Negroes before. I've seen bougie people before. No biggie. I'm not impressed. Did I go out there to do, you know, ride on boats and yachts, see mansions, drive in fancy cars and stay in hotels? I had seen all that stuff before. Why did I go to California? Presence. To be in the environment, to be in the vibration of somebody who is vibrationally at where I want to go. That's what's happening on Monday. I am taking you to a vibrational place where the king is at. And in that place, the king communicates. And he doesn't communicate the way that we communicate. In the kingdom, the communication is through telepathy. Now, the telepathy in the kingdom is a little different than the telepathy on this earth. Now, the first thing is the word kingdom, which means king, dome. King has dominion over your dome. That means that there is a way by which we are oscillating and vibrating that connects us to the king. Now, Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 says, at the same time the disciples came unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto him, and he set him in the midst of them, and he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom. So the kingdom has a mindset that is totally different from everything else. So if you do not have the mindset of a little child, you can't enter the kingdom. So what mindset does the kingdom have, or does the kid have? Well, when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was one thing, play, have fun. I wasn't worried about bills. I wasn't worried about who said, she said, racism. Every problem that you got, all the problems that adults have, kids don't have. So all the problems that you got, those, they can't go to heaven. So you worried about your mate. Kids, boys, they think girls are yucky. Girls think boys are yucky, so, okay, that's out. Money, they just look, mama, what we going to eat? Daddy, what we going to eat? So that's out. Where we going to stay? Kids don't worry about that. So what do kids worry about? When you was a kid, what are you worried about? I will pause for a moment and for you to think about when you was a kid. Now, the word kingdom means basileia in the Greek. Now, a basileia is dominion or rule. Again, basileia has to do with royal power that is conferred. So it refers to a reign. So it's a place where worry don't exist. Number one, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the place where everything that you're doing right now, it doesn't exist. So you can't take whatever you're doing right now. See, right now you're worried about something. What are you worried about? You got a bill that's due. Where your man at? What are you doing? What he ain't doing? What your woman doing? Ain't doing? You got a pain in your back, in your spine. You know, eyesight ain't as good. All whatever you got going on right now, that doesn't exist in the kingdom. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom. Number one, we're talking about that. We're talking about stuff that is not even what you're thinking. What I'm going to be talking about on Monday, you probably are not thinking about what I'm thinking about. Kingdom. The next word is holy. Now, again, that word is inside of the Helios Biblos as well. Now, the word holy, again, it simply means set apart. So the Bible breaks this down as well. But again, we're going to break it down a little further, but I just want to establish the basic definitions today. So we're going to be talking about a place that sets you apart from everything that you're doing right now. The next word is the word grail. Now, grail is an interesting word. It's not a word that we see used a lot in the English culture because it's a medieval term. Now, grail is like it has to do with something or an object that is like a quest. It's usually like the word grail is a set apart desire. So remember, we're going to reverse engineer all of this. So it's a goal. It's a desire. It's something that, but notice it's holy. So it's really interesting because when we look at these definitions of these words, a kingdom is just a place. But the place is the king's dome. So it's a place where the king has taken care of everything for you. So the kingdom is a place of no worries. We'll put it that way. No fears, no doubts, and no unbelief. So we're talking about this kingdom. And this kingdom is teller. Now, the word teller means to transport. So that means to move something. And then there's the next word is pathy, P-A-T-H-R-Y, or telepathy, or Y. Yeah, pathy, telepathy, or telepathy. That means path. So it is to transport you down a particular path. So there is a place of no worries that transports you down a particular path. So we're talking about the kingdom, telepathic, holy, grail, grid, engineering. So this is a kingdom where the king has moved everything, so that way it's going to transfer you, allow you to travel down a particular path. This path is holy. So the word holy simply means set apart. So it's going to set you apart. And then the word grail, which has to do with a particular ideal or a goal. I'm going to set you apart on a particular ideal or goal that's on a grid. So the next word we need to define is the word grid. So grid is interesting because when I think about a grid, it's like a puzzle. So a grid has to do with a pattern. But another word for grid is like a frame. So a grid is a frame, like a framework. It's like the infrastructure. It's the foundation. It's a network. So we have this word framework. We have the word network. What's another word? Pattern. Because, again, patterns are power. It has to do with, you know, orchestrature. It has to do with like a map. So a grid is like a map. And so the last word is this word engineer or engineering. So engineering or being an engineer, again, engineering is just a process of being a engineer. So a engineer or engineering is like the process or action, yeah. It's like the action that you take. So being an engineer is the actual occupation. That's what I was looking for. It's like an occupation or occupying, like you're occupied, like your brain has been occupied. So it is this occupation. So this series that starts on Monday is about controlling or directing something. In English, engineering. Let's reverse engineer. So we got this kingdom, telepathic, holy, grail, grid, engineer. which simply means you are an engineer of the grid, grail, holy, telepathic kingdom. We're all a members of this telepathic kingdom. But the way that we get into this telepathic kingdom, that's what this series is about. How to navigate, how to engineer. Now, remember, the word engineer is the action of the process grid of establishing a frame network of pattern, grail, that is an ideal or a goal, holy, that sets you apart, telepathy, a telepathy, on a path or a transport kingdom to a place of no worries. Damn, that dog hunts right there. That's where I want to go. That's where I'm going. In fact, that's where I'm at, homeboy. I'm here. I just need to help you get here. I need to make sure this is what we're going to do on Monday. Your brain, after Monday, you're going to be totally occupied with this action or this process that establishes a framework or a network or a pattern that sets you apart, that makes you different, and it puts you on a path so that way you can transport yourself and other people to a place where there is no worries. Do anybody want to go? Anybody? Okay, if you want to go, join me Monday. Email me, masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. The email address again is masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. And I am going to give you the action steps to take. There is a process that you need to take, that you need to do, that's going to establish the mental pattern or the mental framework or the mental ideal or the goal that's going to be planted in your head, that's going to set you apart. So that way now you are using your telepathy that transports you on a path that takes you to the king, which is, again, this person that has dominion over all other persons and all other demons and devils and doctors and dispositions, so that way you can get your beep out of Groundhog's Day and stop doing the crap that you're doing, because the king has dominion over the disposition that has dominion over you right now. So I'm just going to take you to the king. And the king, when you get in his presence, what did I do in California? I went into the presence. See, I don't know if y'all ever been. See, I'm a worshiper. See, I don't worship God around people because they get freaked out. Because when I worship, it's like it's calling down fire from heaven. It's different. It's different from everybody else. Because I get mentally transported into the presence of the king. That just simply means I'm able to do what other people call meditation. I'm on meditation on steroids. So if I open my eyes, I just see nothing but just, it's like white smoke. It's like a cloud. And usually my face is on the carpet. I'm down because I'm in the presence of the king. So I don't know if you've ever been in the presence of the king. I don't know if you've been in any one of them old school worship services where it was in a true acknowledgement of the superiority of the big G. It's being in the presence of, it's like a kid seeing his Michael Jordan back in his heyday. Now, like, I never really got starstruck. I got godstruck, but I never got starstruck, you know, because, you know, I was an athlete, so I wasn't impressed. And musicians, family of musicians. So if I was saw, you know, it's like if I saw, you know, freaking Jimi Hendrix, or if I saw, you know, Bob Marley or somebody, I'm not going to be like, oh, autograph, please, blah, 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 blah. I only do that when I'm in the presence of the king. I get king-struck instead of star-struck. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about going into the presence of somebody. Now, California was just an acknowledgement of myself. It's just that the guy I saw, I just like, damn, that he looked just like me. And so in my brain, it was just validated the dream or the intent that I have in my heart. It was just confirmation. It just says, okay, go back to Texas and manifest it. That's what we're doing on Monday. Monday, we're going to start the process. Remember, engineer means a process. Grid means mental framework. Grail means that has a specific goal or an idea. Holy means that specific goal or idea sets you apart from all other ideas. I mean, Baskin and Robbins, if you go to Baskin and Robbins, they got 31 flavors. Can you order all 31 flavors? Sure. You're going to be sick. You got to go to the counter. You got to choose one flavor. One. By definition, you're rejecting the other 30. That's what the word holy means. That's why you got to be holy. The Bible says, be ye holy for I am holy. That just simply means reject all other ideals. That means purpose. So I got one, I'm a one-trick pony. I'm a teacher. I'm a didactic teacher. So you won't see me freaking doing nothing else except didactic teaching. Now, if I'm off chilling at home, okay, I may cook, I may do this, basket weaving or whatever. But when it comes to purpose, I rejected all other options. I got one. Hero Israel, the Lord your God is one. That's what the word holy means. And when you do that, that sets you on a path that transports you. So the ability to exercise telepathy comes after you make a concrete decision to be who God has called and gifted you to be. Many people don't have telepathic skills because they ain't made no decision. Remember, in my book, Diligence, this is just a rehashing of that book that I gave you when you joined the Life Management System. It's a little thin book, but I know you didn't read it. How do I know? Because you're still doing Groundhog's Day. That means you ain't made no decision. Remember, nothing happens in life until you make a concrete decision for destiny or death. Since you're vacillating, you're like, Doc, I don't know what decision to make. Okay, Groundhog's Day. And you just keep doing like the children of Egypt. They didn't choose God, so they're just like, okay, you want to go back to Egypt and worship Pharaoh? Walk around for 40 years until all you fools die off, and then your shirins can go into the promised land. How come they couldn't go into the promised land? They didn't make a decision. Please make a decision, brother. What decision to do your purpose? What is your purpose? Your destiny, your dear canal. Take your date of birth, add it across, that's your purpose. If you need help with that, that's why I'm here. So, brothers and sisters, I'm excited about Monday. Monday we're gonna drop some nuggets. This was just the intro, man. The intro was exciting to me. I don't know about y'all. My toes are curled right now. So Monday we're gonna curl our toes even further. So make sure you bring your distilled water and make sure you got plenty of limes because you got to stay hydrated because we're going to drop some major knowledge on the 17th, 12 noon. Cost, again, $50 for members, $100 for non-members. You just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation or that $50 donation today. We'll see you on Monday. But since I love you, I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, this is the part one, continue to lead you and guide you because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement. Cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.
And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me.
I'm done.
I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I'm done.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.